ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Now I'm going to turn around again. And now I'm going back the other way. So it's like a swimming pool. You go to the end, you turn around, you come back. You go in a circle. Does that make sense? Okay, so now when you do your mantra, just chant the mantra and listen to the sound, vibration. And it helps if you chant a little bit from the heart, because the heart is the center of your consciousness. And this mantra is called the Maha Mantra. It has three words, and the Hare, Krishna, Rama. So these three words mean, Hare means the energy of our original divine source. Krishna means the origin or the divine source that's unlimitedly beautiful, attractive. And Rama means the highest spiritual happiness. They're all spiritual names that talk about the ultimate source of everything. And so when you, in the theory of mantra, when you're saying the mantra, you're actually contacting that energy itself. It's in the mantra. And it's transformational. So you and that's as much, the gentleman asked, you know, how much do you need to know about mantra? Well, that's a good amount to know, to contemplate for a while. But if you know that and you can assimilate that and appreciate that when you're actually doing the mantra, you're in contact with the spiritual energy, then you'll be well equipped to focus on it, because you'll have a sense that, well, I got this from somewhere, obviously from some kind of tradition, you know, and it's been passed down for many years and others have followed it. That's also helps to keep you focused. And then if you can absorb yourself for a little while every day in doing the mantra and just listening, then let the mantra reveal itself to you. You don't have to bring a crowbar and open it up. You just have to be a little submissive and open and think like, well, maybe there's something in this. That's all you have to think. Maybe there's something here. And just, you know, I mean, you can stare at CNN for 3 hours and you know there's, you know, it's not going to come to a conclusion where you go like, ah, I feel great. You know, but the mantra, if you're just a little patient, you know, take away some CNN time and put it into the mantra and just try to be fascinated by the idea of chanting, the aesthetic of chanting, and the sound itself. And you just listen really carefully, then the mantra will reveal itself. And I'll give you an authentic verse from the Vedas that says, Natashi Krishna Mari Navade Krainimre Seva Mukhi Jivado Swayam Eva Svratida. And that means that you can't understand the original source with your senses. But if you start to practice yoga beginning with your tongue, means doing the mantra, then that original source will reveal itself to you. And so that's what you're waiting for, just patiently, like the ocean, you know. You're sitting there and it'll wash up a jewel and you're like, oh, thank you. And so from your mantra too, some jewel will come out if you just give it a little bit of attention. So again, if you sit up a little straighter when you do your mantra, it brings your whole mental system to attention. And when you're doing your mantras at home, I recommend, at least for some portion of it, that you try to find a place where no one will disturb you, where you won't disturb yourself. Turn off everything that has an on-off switch, and just try to make the environment dead to the world. And then just be with your mantra and try to be really focused. That's a really powerful practice. If you just do that every day for 5 minutes, you'll notice a profound difference in your life, just from that itself. Just from even the intentionality of shutting everything down. There's a lot of stuff to shut down now, right? Much more than before. Okay, so now we'll start with this mantra. Remember how I said that it removes all obstacles? So when you're chanting this mantra, this is a well-known mantra. It's been around for a long time. This will help you in chanting that. So it's good to start with this one, and it goes Nitai Gauranga. So we're going to say that three times, and then you can use the card if you need to follow the Maha Mantra. You can look at it, and we're going to do the Maha Mantra together the 27 times. So we'll do it one time around. And just be patient and listen for the sound. Okay? So together we'll say Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga.
And now to the Maha Mantra, and try to follow it by pulling your beads down one mantra at a time. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And now three Nitayo.
Nitayo Ranga, Nitayo Ranga, Nitayo Ranga.
Now, when you're chanting these mantras, if you start to develop an interest in them, in other words, if the mantra starts to sound kind of interesting to you, that's advancement in chanting the mantra. It will grow from there. But that's a thing, the mind will start to say, like, that sounds kind of nice, actually. And like, it's not bad. You know? Like, you know, the mind has its own sensibilities, you know, and what it likes and doesn't like. That's what the mind does. It picks and chooses. But if you can entice the mind a little bit, it's like, you know, listen to this, and the mind starts going like, that's kind of like cool or something, you know, I mean, there's something in it that I don't hear on CNN, and you know, that's where you're starting to catch the mind in the mantra, where the mind's being delivered from just, you know, following its own impulses that are what are called samskaras. They're kind of pathways that have been developed because of my interaction with the outer world. So this starts your journey inwardly. Some numerical strength, do it every day. Try to develop a home practice. If you miss some time, then just come back to it. It's your steady place. And if you get practiced at your mantra meditation, the results will come to you naturally. And you'll start to get questions. And that's a good thing too. You're like, what happens when I do this? What happens when I feel that? Or how do I be more attentive? Or what's in the mantra? That means you're starting to develop a deeper interest in the mantra, and it's becoming more part of your life. Questions? Okay, we got a chat. Any reflections about your experience? Like, how did it feel to do the chanting in a circle like this?
It felt right.
You liked it?
Yeah, and at the end, I felt like we were one voice.
Yes.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah. I do these, this is called japa. And somebody gave me a red hat for my birthday that says make japa great again. Because I've been going all over the world doing these japa circles. I came from Japan and we went, you know, in the mountains and the whole village would come and we sit in a circle and we chant the mantra. And up in Canada, we do it in India, in Indiana. I mean, wherever you go, it has a universal application. And it connects with the higher consciousness. And so, now, this is called japa, and this is like a personal prayer. So the way we were doing it now is kind of a little unique because we're doing it in unison, but it's a nice way to experience it. Generally, in a japa circle, everyone would be going at their own pace. So let's just try that for 5 mantras so you see what it feels like. So it's not like we're gonna be, you know, at the same time, at the same calibration, but you just do your own pace, and then you'll see what it sounds like. But you still feel the energy. Are you ready? Okay. I'll just start off and don't follow. Hare Krishna. So you get a feel for what a japa circle sounds like. You can do it in unison, but generally we do it like that, but we still get the feeling there's other people there, their energy's coming out, and it really keeps you kind of alert and going in that way. And then, so that's japa, and then the last thing I want to tell you about is called kirtan, or sankirtan. So san means together, and kirtan means to sing. the mantra. So this is very, very popular and, you know, generations old. And the whole village will get together and they'll sing the mantra. And there are different ragas. Raga means a certain scale that evokes kind of emotion. So there are morning ragas like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, that you're meant to sing in the morning. And then there's more evening ragas, afternoon ragas, and things like that. The idea behind singing the mantra with raga means that it actually, the music is a universal language. And so is rhythm. You go anywhere and make good music or rhythm, people are going to gather around. I was walking in a place in India, a sacred place where people circumambulate this hill called Govardhan, and I came across this little village and they were just rocking. I mean, I couldn't leave that place. I sat down, I was there for hours because they had this tall is the sound on the drums going, they had a tabla going with a certain tall, but they didn't change. The same thing and they were singing. And I couldn't get by. It wasn't because I was blocked, it was because I couldn't get away from it. I was like, all right, I'm sitting here and I'll leave in 5 minutes, and then 2 hours later I was still there. So you can really be held by the mantra when you sing it together. So we'll just try a few mantras singing, and I'll show you, give you an example. It's like, even though I don't have a drum with me. So I'll sing the mantra and you just try to follow the melody that I sing, okay? Hare Krishna, Hare. So I'll call first and then you repeat all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. These two things together, your personal practice of japa, which requires a little more effort, because you actually have to ask your mind to cooperate for a little while. And then there's the kirtan, but if you can just get in a kirtan and sit there, you'll naturally be carried away. It's a lot easier. But the japa is very important. So those are the two forms that the mantra is done traditionally in. And the practice of mantra meditation is highly authorized throughout all the Vedic writings, that if you do this on a regular basis, you'll start to see the results of meditation in a very profound way. What do you think? Okay? All right. Put your hands in. Come on. Oh, you got the picture. Go ahead. Up on three in mantra. One, two, three, mantra! Thank you very much. Yeah. It's great to see you all. It's really fun. And Marman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.